Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Indeed, play La Bamba. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer joining you. Oilers Now brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. The news came down yesterday afternoon. Mike Stelter announcing that his son Ben had passed away at the age of 6. We use a clip from Ben in the preamble to the show on a daily basis, and he touched a lot of people's hearts. And we're going to hear from some of those individuals during the course of the opening first half hour of today's edition of Oilers Now, including Edmonton Oilers captain Connor McDavid, Ben Hyman, who shared a memorable post-game media availability with Ben Stelter, and Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft. We'll get to that all in the first 20 minutes or so of the show. We'll have lots of different discussion points. You can certainly send your thoughts along the way on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. Of course, the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline is 780-496-0063. Saddle up for some great country at the River Cree. Steve Earle, tomorrow night. Tim Hicks rolling in on September the 9th. Tickets available at therivercurryresort.com. The show brought to you by, for the now 10th consecutive season, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Our top story, unfortunately, the passing of Ben Stelter, and somebody who touched a lot of hearts and out there, goes without saying, Edmonton Oilers super fan. And what we'll do is we'll give you some thoughts from the players and the coaches and that sort of thing first, and then maybe shed some additional perspective. But our top story is brought to you on a daily basis by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. Washington Capitals color analyst Al May, 1235. Cam Moon, who is out at the Cure Cancer event with Glenn Anderson today. Cam will join us today at 105, and Kurt Hill from the Edmonton Oil Kings, who are in the process of transitioning a team that went to the Memorial Cup final, won the WHL championship, loaded up, probably, in fairness, if we hadn't had a pandemic in back-to-back years, eliminate the Memorial Cup. They might have won one over the course of the last 3 years. But again, at 10:30 this morning, the Edmonton Oilers had immediate availability. And Oilers captain Connor McDavid, Zach Hyman, another one of the leaders, Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft were available. There's about 35 or 40 media members. And this is a sort of a crossover perspective between news and sports. But you know what it really is? It's life and appreciation. The Oilers Now Audio Vault for direct workwear. Proud to offer on-site seamless services and embroidery. Get your workwear and have it customized all in one trip. We'll start with Oilers captain Connor McDavid's thoughts on the passing of Ben Stelter.
Obviously, this is a very tough day for, you know, the entire Oilers family, all the fans, but more importantly and most importantly, the family. Obviously, Ben meant so much to myself, to my teammates, and, you know, the relationship that, you know, kind of developed over the course of, you know, a year or so was something that I certainly won't forget. He was an amazing, amazing little guy who lit up every single room he was in, certainly lit up our room every time he walked in there. And I don't know what else to say. Obviously, a terrible day, and we're thinking about the entire Stelter family.
McDavid also added some insight on his favorite memory of the time that he spent with Ben Stelter.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to pick one, but I think for me, I had to be sharing that moment with him, you know, when he was the skater there, you know, just being able to see his face and be close to him. And, you know, not a lot of people get to experience what the ice feels like and what it sounds like, but, you know, it was pretty loud in there. That's coming from someone that does it almost every night. So just to experience that with him was really special for me, and something that I'll definitely always remember.
Zach Hyman, meanwhile, was a part of a special moment following a game where Hyman was one of the stars, and Ben Stelter came out and joined Hyman for the post-game media availability. Here's Zach Hyman.
He wasn't nervous or shy at all. He was ready to go on stage. He was excited to go on stage. Whereas, you know, most kids his age would be nervous in front of a room of media. Some players would be nervous in front of a room of media. Also, this guy was excited, huge smile on his face, and just kind of wanted to talk about the game and talk about the win. And one of my favorite memories from that presser was somebody asked him who his favorite player was, and he looked at me and he goes, Connor. So he really did have that connection with Connor. And really did love him. So, but yeah, just that it was awesome. And then obviously the fans were kind of outside in our media room. If you're familiar with it, you have the fans on the glass, and they're all kind of chanting his name. So that was another really cool moment to be able to share with him, and his family was in the room also. So just a great moment and something that I'll cherish for sure.
Hyman then went on to add some additional perspective on how Ben Stelter's energy impacted the team.
He was always kind of on the glass, and I think a lot of players just loved seeing him, and it just energized you before a game, just seeing this kid who's going through so much and just enjoying and loving the Oilers and loving winning. And it makes you want to keep going and keep winning. And if you can kind of distract him from what he's going through, I think a lot of guys took a lot of pride in that and just winning for Ben and making his life easier. And I know that his passion was the Oilers, so it was always great to see him on the glass and give him a little fist bump or see him before we walked out.
And Zach Hyman also added what he felt he'd remember the most about Ben Stelter.
Just play La Bamba, baby. That clip of him, I think it's all over Twitter, but it's something that I think our fans rallied around in playoffs, and he's on the video screen there. And my brothers, I got four brothers, and they loved it. And it was something that we always talked about too. So definitely that.
All right. So those are the thoughts from Connor McDavid and Zach Hyman on the passing of Ben Stelter, who passed away from brain cancer yesterday. His father, Mike, announcing just after this show concluded yesterday. And I know there's been many thoughts and perspectives on it. Just before we maybe address it a little bit further from our end, Jay Woodcroft was also available, and he had this to say on how Ben Stelter impacted the Oilers.
In listening to Zach answer about, you know, Ben's impact on the players and high-fiving, and he used a word that I thought was interesting, which was it was energizing to our group to have someone's enthusiasm, you know, drive our team forward. I thought that was great. I thought, you know, in my time getting to know Ben and his effect on our team, I thought it put a lot of things in perspective for a lot of people in defining what's important in life. I used the word earlier, you know, just to see the courage that this young man had to battle what he had to battle and the lessons that could be learned from him. So I think, you know, in terms of, getting to know Ben and then working our way through a tough day yesterday, I think it puts a lot of things in perspective.
Now, both Connor McDavid and Jay Woodcroft were asked, what do you think the Oilers will end up doing to potentially honor Ben Stelter? And Woodcroft said maybe it's a little too soon right now to think exactly about what's going to transpire on that front.
Right now, everyone's just in the phase of processing the news and dealing with the loss. For me, I know his spirit's going to live on for sure. And you heard two of our leaders talk about the impact that he had in our dressing room with just his approach. I know his spirit's going to live on through our team for sure.
All right. So that's Connor McDavid, Ben, Zach Hyman, and Jay Woodcroft talking about the passing of Ben Stelter at the age of 6. You know, it was interesting during the course of the playoffs because Ben Stelter was a part of the Oilers' playoff story. And it's always about perspective. And it's you know, over the years, and you're privileged as an example to be in a role where you got to be a broadcaster for a team, or you get to host a sports show and talk for a couple hours. And people used to say, well, you know, must suck when they, you know, there were some lean years here at Edmonton. I mean, there were some times where Jack Michaels and myself have had two runs where the Edmonton Oilers won one out of 21 games. But those aren't tough days. Comes with the territory. I mean, that is what it is, right? And when you talk to players, they'll talk about the experience of meeting the Ben Stelters of the world. So even though it's a tough day, it's also a great memory. We'll go to break. Into the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Andy, the carpet guy, says, they say hockey is just a game, bunch of kids chasing a little puck around the ice. As an Oilers fan, I'm sad by the passing of the much beloved Ben Stelter, but I'm also proud of the team and the players like Connor and Jack, who befriended young Ben and gave them their time and love. As I think he meant Zach, very special young man. I just, you feel for the family, you do. That goes without saying, and I think that there's no question. I think of, you know, the height of the Battle of Alberta, but the Calgary Flames taking time to honor and recognize Ben, and the LA Kings doing the same thing, and Colorado as well. And you think of all the differences we have in the world and how things have changed and all the negative energy that's out there. And tough day indeed, but very positive story in terms of the relationship that was built with the Stelter family around the Oilers family. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think most of you get that. Most of you. Almost all of you. 99.9% of you would fundamentally understand and have an appreciation for that. So, again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. There's lots of other things to get to right now, and it's an interesting time. We're going to head into NHL today a little bit earlier because it involves the Vegas Golden Knights. And boy, Vegas is an organization that seemingly has, since they've come into the National Hockey League, there's no question it was a masterclass out of the gate, at least, in terms of asset management and how they monetize their cap space when they came into the National Hockey League. Kelly McCrimmon absolutely all day was on the radar screen to be the potential GM of the Edmonton Oilers. McCrimmon got promoted from assistant GM to GM, and he and George McPhee are building the Vegas Golden Knights. But man, oh man, they got some tough, tough news. As we head into NHL today, it is presented daily by our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. If you've not heard, Robin Lehner, the goaltender for the Vegas Golden Knights, is out for the entirety 2022-2023 season. He has a hip injury, is going to require hip surgery, and the timeline is going to result in him missing the entire year. This is an important story from an Oilers perspective because the team's in the Pacific Division. I think many people had speculated that Vegas was a very good bet to bounce back. They still ultimately might be, but it's interesting, and I'm just going to throw this question. What do you think would happen if the Edmonton Oilers had made it? You take a look at, and there have been some mistakes along the way. That goes without saying. There's been some hard miles. I know I threw a stat out there saying, you know, the Oilers are the only team in the National Hockey League with all 10. Over the last 10 years, they've made 10 first-round picks, and all 10 of those first-round picks are still with the organization. Now, there are some people that say, well, that's a negative because that means nobody wants those picks if you're trying to load up and that sort of thing, or the team hasn't committed to loading up. I would say from an asset management perspective, that's actually a good thing. It means that, you know, obviously you got the core of the team, which is the likes of McDavid, Dreisaitl, Darnell Nurse, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and then you have some further first-rounders like Yamamoto, Puljujärvi, and specifically Bouchard that are impacting things. And then you have another group, Holloway, Broberg, looking to impact in the future along with Borgo, and down the road, Reed Schaefer. The Oilers are in a position where they got, you know, 10 first-round picks. Think of what the Vegas Golden Knights did in acquiring Max Pacioretty. Just file that one away. Because they ended up giving up Nick Suzuki, Tatar, who they gave up a 1, a 2, and a 3-4, and a pretty decent pick to get Pacioretty out of Montreal. Then they, you know, get Pacioretty done on a 4-year extension, $7 million, and basically give him away for free to Carolina because they have cap issues. Well, then it turns out they end up having more challenges. They picked Robin Lehner over Marc-Andre Fleury in goal. And so this is an important thing from an Edmonton perspective and something that we'll have to continue to monitor. Are the Vegas Golden Knights going to be in the mix for another goaltender? Could that potentially involve the New York Islanders? And where are the Islanders at right now with Nazem Kadri? Because I think Calgary and Colorado, and I know people say, well, Kadri's already said he's not playing in Calgary. Well, if Calgary comes in at $1.5 million more bucks per year than anybody else, that may change the tune for Nazem Kadri. And I got news for you. If they get Kadri, the Flames, if they get Kadri along with Huberto and Mackenzie Weegar, they're better on defense, or they're a better team than they were a year ago. With all due respect to Tkachuk, Goodrow, and Gudbranson, Weegar is a significant upgrade over Gudbranson, and I think I'd take the combination of Huberto and Kadri. That's if they get Kadri. So you tell me right now, as it stands, text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Are the Oilers in the number one spot for the Pacific Division? Calgary won the division last season. They did. Is Edmonton right now, on paper, the best team in the Pacific Division? The news on Vegas, to me, knocks them down a peg, and that's part of the reason why we're doing this. Calgary, obviously, was probably a surprise to have had the regular season record. They were incredibly healthy during the course of the season. Vegas couldn't get healthy and had cap issues all year long. L.A. was a surprise, and L.A. thinks they've upgraded a bit. Don't forget, L.A. took the Oilers to 7, and they didn't have Drew Doughty and Victor Arvidsson. And now they have Kevin Fiala. So they're going to be a good team, the Kings. And I would suggest to you that Quentin Byfield's probably going to take another step forward with Los Angeles as well. So text me how you see the Pacific Division coming down. Because to me, Lehner being out of the mix, that's the number one goaltender for Vegas. Where do you get a number one goaltender on August the 11th? You can text us at any time at 780-496-0063. On the Ashley Fine Floors text line. This text comes in saying, Bob, best time to be a hockey fan in Alberta since the 1980s. The Oilers and the Flames icing competitive teams at the same time is great for everybody here. Well, we've talked about it in the past that the lockout that cost us the 04-05 season, it was the battle for Alberta at that stage. Coming out of the Canadian Assistance Program, where Edmonton, Ottawa, and Calgary all got $3 million per season for 3 years from 2001 until the 03-04 season, and boom, came out of the lockout. What did we find out? We found out that hockey mattered more in Canada than it does in the United States, and the Oilers have pretty much been a revenue contributor. Obviously helped since they moved into a new building, but all but maybe 1 year. In terms of revenue sharing, the way it works is I think the top 9 teams contribute. And Edmonton has got an unbelievable fan base, as we're seeing, by the way, in the outpouring of texts and those sort of things that we're getting regarding the passing of Ben Stelter as well. So we'll continue to work our way and mention, sprinkle some of those in as well. John has texted us to say, it wouldn't surprise me if the Pacific Division standings end up looking exactly like they did this past year. That one comes to us from John. So John's got Calgary coming in first, Edmonton second, LA third. Interesting. All right, this... I don't think I can read that text that's come down at 12:26. It's got a few words in there that George Carlin says you can't use on TV back then. Well, by the way, we're down to 3 words that you can no longer say. So try to keep them, you know, at least somewhat PG-13. 12:27 in Edmonton. We'll head off to a global news weather traffic update. And when we come back, Washington Capitals color analyst, friend of the show, Alan May, Kevin Robertson up next with a global news weather traffic update.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.